I'd like to do, today we have the last sif of Ayin Gimel. I'd like, though, to digress for a minute and talk about something we learned a year or two ago, which is coming up in current events. We learned Simen Pei Daled, I think 2 years ago, the halachas. What? It's the Super Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry. We talked about the halachis of, we learned the halachis of Toiloim, which in Simen Pei Daled is divided basically between three categories. The halachis of Toiloim, as they're found, of course, in water, in Peiros and Chitim. And then the last part of the Simen, something we didn't spend much time on, we did discuss one aspect, I'll remind you, was the halachas of Toiloim as they're found in fish or in meat. It's again a topic that's ala perek, and I'd like to explain. First of all, there's one piece of misinformation that is floating around. I'll explain exactly. Let me first talk about the story, and then we'll talk about what it says in Shulchan Aruch, because when I start from Shulchan Aruch, everyone gets confused about the story. The issue is the following. There is an issue regarding worms in certain types of fish, as I'll explain. The controversy has no shaychus at all to gefilte fish, I'll explain why. Well, regular salmon, as it's sold, as most people buy it. There is something called wild salmon, which is a more expensive type of salmon. Wild salmon goes for about $20 a pound. Regular salmon goes anywhere between 8 and 12. The regular salmon that my wife buys is not included in the shayla at all. I think most people, you go to a simcha, it's served. There's no tumult about it. There was some confusion about it. The salmon is not in the shayla. What is in the shayla are a number of types of fish. Most common is wild salmon, which is nogeya because canned salmon has wild salmon in it. People ask, canned salmon has the expensive type of salmon? It does. It's very expensive. Canned salmon is very expensive, and the wild salmon has a better taste and has a better color, which is one of the reasons. So it's nageya to wild salmon. It's nageya, 1 minute, it's nageya to white fish, which again is common. And the shayla is nageya to... 1 second. And it's nageya to cod and scrod. Cod and scrod are fish which you may think you'd never eat. But cod is a very cheap fish. Yet 20 years ago when I started in the being involved in kashrus in Yanim, I was told, and it's still true, that a lot of the flounder that you buy, it says beferish flounder on the package, or you go into a store and you order flounder, is actually cod. Cod is cheaper, and it has a good taste. The difference between cod and real flounder is the fishy aftertaste. Flounder is a little more expensive. People want it. It does not have a fishy aftertaste. Whereas cod or scrod does. In fact, the cod, which is a very cheap fish, is a lot of the Canadian fish, flounder and other types, are really cod. And therefore, it's clear that the shayla is negeya to cod. Whether it's negeya to flounder, I don't know, but as a practical matter, it is negeya. One of my sons once brought me a study, nothing to do with kashrus. They did a DNA test on fish in Manhattan restaurants, and I don't remember the statistic. It was something like 2/3 of it was really cod, instead of because the taste is good, the aftertaste, you know, people live with it. Now, what is the shayla? I'd like to explain what the shayla, the old shayla and the new shayla. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Pei Daled, it says clearly, it says about fish, it says that the worms that are found in the stomach, and some have a girsa of the stomach or the brains, the mayach, it's found in the stomach, are a kashrus issue. The worms found in the flesh, or between the skin and the flesh, it's sif tazayin, it was in Shulchan Aruch, teilam and nimsa de behema, it's found in the stomach, there's a problem. If it's found in the flesh of the fish, or between the skin and the flesh, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So we discussed then, the halacha is that worms are only yasser if they're sheiritz ala oretz or sheiritz ala mayim. They have to be worms that come from the outside into the fish. If they arrive in the fish in a parasite form, which is not visible to the eye, and then grow into a creature, whatever it might be, a worm or any other such creature, they were never sheiritz ala oretz, sheiritz ala mayim. You're allowed to eat them, lechatchila. There's no issa to eat them. It may not be something you want to eat, but you're allowed to eat worms that are found in the flesh of fish. It is known, now, the old issue had to do with worms in the stomach because it became clear that when they take fish in the fish store and they chop it up into slices, if they chop it into slices before they remove the stomach, then, if the stomach is full, and they give it a cut, it's like a balloon that pops. So they wash it off, but worms pop out of the stomach and adhere to the fish. And that's the reason that there is a common worm problem in certain fish. This tumult was maybe 20 years ago. I remember at the time I went into a store and bought a live fish. And I brought it to Yeshiva for Belsky to cut open and see, because there were then rumors that there are worms on the inside of the fish. And then we found nothing. But that fish, as luck may have had it, had just emptied its bowels, had just cleaned itself out. The stomach was empty, or maybe it just hadn't been fed for a few days, floating around the fish store. We took another fish that was whole, whose stomach was full, and we found the worms. And therefore, all of the kosher fish stores, the ones with hechsherim at least, know that they have to remove the stomach before they cut anything. And that's one of the differences between the... You go into a geisha store, and besides that, they're not their name on their kaiman. But people say, well, they'll take out a fish. What's the problem? You have to be careful that the cutting board that they cut it on is not dirty from trefa fish or from worms of other fish. From a lady comes in, she doesn't know anything, she gets the fish, the guy doesn't know anything either, he just chops it up, kosher fish, kosher board, kosher knife, you could have worms all over the place. So this was the old tumult, and any fish store with any hechsher of any value, they know about this, and they split the stomach, split the belly, remove the stomach, and that problem is not a problem.
Just the stomach or the intestines?
The stomach, the intestines, it's not a whole big thing. They take out the whole inside, all the guts. Now, that has nothing to do with today's tumult. Today's tumult is the following. It is known by people in the fish business that there are worms in the flesh of fish. There are worms, but as Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter. And that's been known for a while. I didn't know it, but last week we spoke to someone in one of the stores with a hechsher who does the fish. He says certain types of fish, when he fillets it, he removes the most inside layer. It's so wormy that customers are going to complain. He just throws it out. And because he knows that there are worms in the flesh, but we knew it. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. It was never an issue. The issue that has come up now is that there are worms in the flesh that are the same worms as the worms in the stomach. And therefore, it appears, and this is it's not more than a suffix at the moment, that it is possible that worms from the stomach travel into the flesh. Now, the gut reaction to such a thing is that the type of worms that can exist in the environment of the stomach, and the type of worms that choose to exist in the flesh, are probably not the same worms. But it appears that that's not true, that even in humans, there are stomach worms that sometimes make their way into the body of the person, the parasites. And for that reason, this ha'ara has come. Now, there are a couple of sfeikas here. I mean, there is a suffix if this is true, if it makes its way. And then there's a suffix if it makes its way from the stomach into the flesh when it's already a visible worm, or when it's still in its... at a stage where it's not visible. But since the worms in the stomach are considered treif, it says in Shulchan Aruch, this is the chash that now in the kashrus field is a tremendous tumult going on. Now, one second. That's a good question. Now, first of all, there's an old machlokes among in the kashrus field. When you have shilas, do you immediately make a tumult? Or do you say, look, till now it's been good. Until we're mevarer the facts, we don't make a tumult. So that, the achlokei dayis among honest people. Some people scream, what do you mean, a shayla v'nisser? You have to tell people. And some people feel, myself included, that if something is b'cheskas good, you can't make people crazy every time a shayla comes up. So this is what's going on. Now, why does it tzedadim to be mekel? In Eretz Yisrael, there's a yid in Kiryas Sefer, Talmud Chacham. Now, I have to tell you right away, they print things, they sign Rav Yosha's name to everything. The fact is, Shmuel Kamenetsky told me once, that whatever you see Rav Yosha's name to is meaningless. If he wrote something in his handwriting, it's meaningful, if not, not. If someone goes to Rav Yosha and they'll tell him, this and this Rav said it's treif, he'll say, so don't eat it, you know. If the person is a bar safa, don't eat it. So Rav Yosha is relying on that person. Not to say that that person is not a good person. But the signature of Rav Yosha, of Chaim Kanievsky, is if they took the fish and took them apart and were examined the shayla, may be true, may not be true. But it's not a meaningful thing. Now, nevertheless, there are people who are very involved. Now, the shaylas, as they are today, come to two shaylas. What is a shayla metzias? Do the worms actually come from the stomach? In which case, they're going to be usher in the fish. Then there's a second shayla. If not, well, the Shulchan Aruch describes worms that appear in the flesh of fish that are mutter. From where? I don't know. No, they have to come from somewhere, but they could come there at a stage where they're still microscopic and grow there. In which case, they're mutter, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. It says, "Bein arla basa b'secha basa mutarin." That says it's in Pedalin. Now there is a second shayla, and on Thursday, Friday, in one of our stores, they were supposed to do testing on this. With one, we have somebody who's an expert, the fish expert, in the five towns, Hechsher. And the second shayla is this shayla. What would be the next shayla? You go Shana. What's one of the heterim of worms? Is size. Size. The other heter is if it's nimuach bebishulai. Now, ignoring the sushi issue, which is an issue, those of us who are more typical and eat cooked fish, remember the Rashba said that cooked vegetables, if it's only raiv that it has telam, it's not vadai. So it's a svek steika, it's a suffix if it had worms, and a suffix if it was nimuach. And for that reason, it would be a svek steika. So they're supposed to testing with grilling and testing with cooking as to whether it's nimuach, and I don't know what the results were yet from it. So at the moment, there is a list of fish. Most of the names I'm not familiar with, but wild salmon, whitefish, and cod and scrod, which are really, for practical purposes, the same, are included in the shayla. Now, kalim are not going to be aser because it's never going to aser.
Not okay. But there's cutting board and fish board. Fish board, cut this fish, cut that fish, or whatever.
If the worms come on the cutting board, it'll be a shayla. The way I'm told, it's embedded in the fish and it doesn't come out. So maybe I don't know. Okay. Yes. As far as the Senate, I don't know. I should mention one more prior. You remind me, the fish that are raised, that are not in the open sea, that are raised in Brechot, farmed, don't have this problem. That they don't have, and therefore, you see the advertising fish that are farm fish, that does not have the problem of flour. Okay, of disease. Look, I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm a cliché. You know, I'm just giving over the information as it was given to me.
When I took parasitology 30 years ago, Yeah. They talked about the gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish worm.
That was what they called it. It was a joke. It was called
yes.
Gefilte fish worm. But clearly, white fish was already infected. And women would taste when it was still raw just to make sure they had the right spices. And Yiddish women would get fish worm. Tapeworm.
Oh, they would actually get tapeworm.
And it was called Diphyllobacterium latum. That's the name of the worm. It's a well-known...
Tuna is not an issue. Tuna, as I'm told, is not an issue in this whole tumult. The Mashkiach to me that tuna is for a different thing. Tuna is a totally separate issue. Tuna has nothing to do with worms. It has to do with simanim that Ramesha held that it has to have Mashkiach to me. And it has nothing to do with the worms issue. It has to do with identifying the simanim to make sure it's a kosher fish. It's a kosher tuna. Now, the kokore that was put out in Eretz Yisrael at least was in the meantime not to use it misafik. If you have it, to grind it, to put it through a grinder, and then it's mutter. Since the whole thing is a safik in the first place, if you'll be mevatel it, even though normally not mevatel is lachachila, but since the whole thing is a safik, it's going against the words of Shulchan Aruch that say mevasa mutter. So you can be simach at least that much to grind it. The mechaba holds that once it's in a mixture, you're allowed to be mevatelis lachatchila, and therefore to grind it, and therefore that's okay. So this is just as I said, Ibn al-Perek. I wanted to just to explain to you what the tumul is about. It'll be mevorer over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure there'll be some sort of a kokore coming out. But if it's ground, it appears that it's fine. Makuli alma. It's not even a suffix. That even if there was a worm, it would be ground. The question: canned salmon, you should grind. If it has wild salmon, which I think they do, you know, it comes these little cans. What do they cost? $6 a can or something. They're very expensive. They put in the.
Why did this come up now?
Because it was discovered now. Things are discovered. Kozman, they found worms. They didn't think it was a problem. There was somebody who analyzed the worms and saw it's the same worms in the stomach.
Is it still the same problem you mentioned a little bit, a year ago about the tuna fish?
No, it's a totally separate issue. Tuna fish is ongoing. It's not going to change.
So the new tuna fish with the OU, which has OUP, is going to be okay?
The OUP is fine, yeah. Let's return to the liver. From fish to liver. The OUP. Okay. Rabbi said, let's finish the halachas of the Kaveh. Simenai and Gimel Sivav. Those who have copies have the beginning of Sivav and not the end, but we'll have to make with what you have. I'll repeat for the third time. The main chiddush to all of us of Hilchis Kaveh is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We had in Sif Aleph the Shita of Taisvis that a Kaveh that's cooked by itself does not become Asr. The Gemara said that Kaveh Lemesa Nafshe Loikam Abayali Kikim Abayali Lemesa Chavrata. A Kaveh doesn't Asr itself when it's cooked. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in the first Taz. The question is only if the Kaveh could answer others. I saw a riddle in one of the books. What is it that you cook it and the kelim are aser and the food is mutter? How can you have something you cook in a pot, the pot is aser and the food is mutter? And the answer was, according to the Mechaber, this was a Sephardic magazine, and it said the kaveh that's cooked in a pot, because the mechaber is saimach on Rabbeinu Tam. If you cook a kaveh in a pot, so kikam abayli lemesa chaverta, asering other things than asers, but lemesa nafsha like abayli, it doesn't aser itself, and therefore b'diavim mutter misvashal avadi b'kedera v'kedera asura. That was lashon mechaber and sefalah. So you can cook something in a pot, and in itself is mutter according to the mechaber, and when noyig ta aser. And that was the main chiddush. In my notes, I had written down the following shiloh, where this came up, by Ashkenazim as well. Somebody had come to Rav Palm with the shiloh. He had cooked a chicken, a whole chicken, and the kaveh was in it. The kaveh was still inside, unsalted. The cover was inside. He cooked everything. In a way, the plastic was not the issue. Either we didn't hold it ahead through the plastic, or it was without the plastic. We'll talk about the plastic soon. It was cooked with a chicken in a pot in a way that there was no shishin. And therefore, to throw out the chicken was one thing. To kasha the pot was something else. The main shiloh was, it was taken hot and put into china serving dishes. And the shiloh was whether to aser the china. Now that was already the main shiloh that was under discussion. So therefore, the question was whether we could rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Back, again, those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch, because the others are not going to have this, back in Sifkat Neches, the Shach now becomes a very important Shach. The time I read it, I didn't realize the significance of it. There, the Ramah said, our minig ta'aser, that we have a minig ta'aser, the fish, and the Shach says, b'chay noyagin. Our minig is, not the fish, I keep saying fish, our minig is ta'aser, the kaveh, the liver, that was cooked by itself. Shach of cotton ches. So there, the Shach says the following. He says an interesting reason why we're machmir. It's not just that we're machmir against Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach says something else. He said, a tam of urbagos, smak, simurei shevagos, mari, ubisavahet, klal teslov din beis, tereschartas shum din beis, ubisharach reinim, shum di ikaman di yama bishas de shluka nesra. There's a cooking and shaluk, and cooking a lot. And not only bikini and mau shaluk, mau mavoshul. We're not bikini, what shaluk, what's mavoshul. So it means really we'd rely on the Rabbeinu Tam b'diavad. It's a kavachayma. Ma'adach the Beis Yosef relied on the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ashkenazim certainly should rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Says we would, but we're not bikini, what's shaluk and what's mavoshul. Because of the Torah's chat, Hashem, Shem, Yisrael, Ve'etel, Aval ha'kaira, she'achlu v'yakaveh, k'sheira. It's enough for us to be machmir against Rabbeinu Tam to aser the kavod itself or the kli rishon itself, but a kli sheni, which is a shayla in the first place, to aser the china plate, the kavod, so that's ksheira, and the Shach says that a person could rely on it.
But yeah. Now the chicken is
one awesome. Second. The chicken's aser. This person was not. Believe me, the chicken was not the issue.
The chicken's aser from the liver itself.
Right.
You put the liver on the plate. This is what we're talking about. But now the chicken became aser from the liver. And if you put the chicken on the plate, that's not the same.
All right. So the Prima Gadim asks this question. The Prima Gadim asks, now what do you mean? The kaveid atzma is more kuladik than to asa other things. The kaveid atzma. The Gemara said the kaveh itself is so busy spritzing out, giving out blood that it doesn't absorb. But the chicken that you cook it with, Rabbeinu Tam was minor, that it asses other things. So if so, the chicken became aser, and to ask other things, the dam asers. So why shouldn't it ask the kaira? Why shouldn't it ask the kaira?
What is aser the kaira?
Yeah, only if it was a davar kosher. It was a hot piece of chicken. From the clear idea, if you cook a piece of chicken in a soup, it's very hot. Yes. A piece of chicken in the soup is very hot. What?
No.
Yeah, Yatsulah, that's right. 140 degrees. 140. That was the same thing here. It was a kavish shalei nimlach, because remember in those days the liver came raw from the shkita house, stuck into chickens, and that's why it happens a kavish shalei nim. So the Prima Gadim asked this kasha. He says, "What do you mean, Rabbeinu Tam is not mekel to asa others?
Why would the kaved be kosher?
Rabbeinu Tam holds that kaved is kulei dam v'afal became the tira taira. The kaved min atayra ladi even though it's kulei dam." However, the Rabbanon asered it. But the Rabbanon only didn't aser it raw, which we're going to talk about in a minute. They asered it because it gives out things that look like dam, so therefore they asered it. So the Gemara says this lashon, that the kaved, lemesa nafshal like a mavayali, to ask itself, I have no shayla. Which means the Rabbanon asered, according to Rabbeinu Tam, only the dam that comes out. The dam doesn't come back into the dam, because it's into the kaved, as a shefa of dam, it gives out, it doesn't come back in. And the mela, the kaved itself remains mutter, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, again, the kasha is that the chicken itself is aser. So the Chavis Das answers as follows, using a shach from Simin Kufay. The shach in Kufay says the following chiddush regarding Eloi Gavar and Tatoi Gavar. Let's remember, what's Eloi Gavar and Tatoi Gavar? The Gemara has a question: when you put something hot and something cold, which is the main thing that's matzliach the heat? And the shach is kufay simkat chavala. There we paskin tatoi gavar. If the bottom is cold and the top is hot, we say ad mekalei bala. It means the following: it means you put something hot on top of something cold, it goes kedei klipa into the bottom, and ad mekalei bala, before it has a chance to cool off the top one, it's baleya. But it's not baleya more than kedei klipa. It's baleya a small amount. The Shach there in Sivkot Nechaf Aleph said that only in Isser Machmas Atzma could Aser when the top is hot and the bottom is cold. Only something that's an Isser Machmas Atzma, that's an Isser because of itself, but not something that's an Isser Bolua, that in itself the chicken is mutter, just has Blias from the Kaden in it. Blias don't go into the bottom part with Bayiloi Gavar Tatoi Gavar, and therefore, since the bleas don't travel, here in this case, that he has how he explains the shach that the kaira would teres. The shach is l'shitasai, and the plate is mutter. So Eina Nesar, it's hard to explain. It won't see Eina Nesar only applies when you're going into something that has a bigger kayach to spread. You're going from a davar Eina Charev to a davar Charev. But Chaticha Nas Nevela still means that the Dama Kaved Asa the Tarnagel. The Tarnagel itself becomes Chaticha Nas Nevela.
It wouldn't be the Dabar Kulish anymore. That would be like a real cliche, you know?
That would
be. Let's say it would be Dabar itself falling onto that Atua plate.
Yeah.
It's not a Dabar Kulish. Like, the Dabar Kulish itself, would that already remove it from the.
Yeah, but you see, if the Dam would be hot. No, because if the Dam would be hot, it would Asa. Just it's not a Dabar Kulish, it cools off. If the dam now is in a form where the fact is it stays hot, so it's still an issue. Although actually here, even if it was the dam itself, we'll go kedei klipa, so it would be irreclamation anyway. But it would still, yeah. It would ask. Kedei klipa. So here also the question, kedei klipa on the china plate, is enough of a problem? Okay, so this is the this is one of the things that happens. What? We do say. Yes. We're still in the Sabalua. Let's learn Sivav, because I'm going to get sidetracked. I'd like to discuss the plastic bag Shaila, Rav Moshe's Tshuva. I think we have to learn Sivav and then go to Rav Moshe's Tshuva. He was Mata based on the Shach. He's Mata the China. The Cairo. It's a Shach that's Mata here. The question is the explanation of it. But Sivav's Nimtza Kovid Ba'if Tzli Mutter. Surprise, you roasted a chicken and you open it up and the kaved is inside its mutter. Some say to take a kedei klipa around the kaved. It's a chumra bialma, it's not a ikar hadin. Shachaf Aleph says, therefore, if you didn't do klipa, it doesn't cause any problem. Now this is all talking, there's no liquid. You just roasted it with no not pot roast. You're talking about roasting it on a spit and or on a grill, and all the liquid drifts away. So the nimtza kaveh ba'if tzli mutter. We're talking now that it all was lay nimlacha. Everything is torah liflight. So it's lay bala and it's mutter. V'mubu v'oshul. What if it's in a chicken soup? Sarach samach neged ha-kaved. You would need 60 against the kaved. Rama says, "Ein lecha ishu samach neged ha-kaved." Shishleima. No bird has 60 times its own liver if it's a complete liver. Lechein if ha-kaved shleima. Here's where you have to pay attention carefully. Lechein if ha-kaved shleima dvuka ba'if nasa ayif chatichas nevela. The Rama says, therefore, if ha-kaved shleima, if you have a whole kaved v'dvuka ba'if, and it's attached to the bird. Nase ha'if chatichas nevela. The bird becomes chatichanas nevela binat samach mishar dvar shemikdeir neged kol ha'if. Now listen to this carefully. What do we say? You have a chicken soup, and you put in a whole chicken, and later you discover that the liver is still in the chicken. And this is not a salted liver, this is a raw liver. So the liver, no problem, I have shishim in the chicken soup against the liver. How big is the liver? And the whole pot of chicken soup. That's enough if you're going with the Beis Yosef shita, that you don't have chatichanas nevela by shari soup. But Dr. Ramad, that's not good for us. We owe chaticha nasa nevela. Now, how is it nasa nevela? Why don't I say I measure the entire contents of the pot against the liver? Because there's something called isser davuk. Isser davuk means, I'll give you an example of isser davuk, and we'll talk about the kaved in a moment. An example of isser davuk is a worm, a trefoil worm that's that bored its way into a piece of, the worm is not kosher, and it bored its way into a piece of meat. And I'm cooking the meat. And the meat itself doesn't have 60 against the worm. So we see Isser Davuk. The worm first asses the piece of chicken or meat that it's in. Then that piece of meat is nasa nevela. Now you need shishim against the whole piece of meat. That's chaticha das nevela by Isser Davuk. So Zokti Ramoa, the same thing here. You have the kaved still attached to the burn on the inside. It's still attached to the burn on the inside. It's Issa Dovuk with the bird, and therefore it would asser the bird, and then the bird will asser everything else, and bang, you're in a lot of trouble. So here, it's a problem, you give it to your Sephardic neighbor, because for him it's mutter, and for us Ashkenazim, we have Hadichanas Nevela, we have a problem, because we have this Chumrah of Issa Dovuk, is Hadichanas Nevela by Sharis. Oh, so that's the issue I want to talk about.
You don't say that, that the salting that you have on the chicken itself, it does anything on the... You salt the whole chicken, it's like a whole chatichah. Why doesn't that help on the...
If they salted the whole chicken, obviously they salted it, otherwise it would be trade.
It's attached, so it's like a...
So why isn't...
another piece of...
Why isn't the salting of the chicken enough...
To help or on, helps on all the
for, well helps on the chicken. Question is there any sign that it should help on the kaved?
Obviously not.
The Ramos said, lesser he said, even if you salt the kaved, it doesn't help you.
So saying salting in the kaved is
it doesn't help. Maybe if it's roofing, but by itself it's worth it. Now, so we're going to see that in a minute. One second. Let's just finish what you have on your page here. The bird is cut up, and you have a piece of kaved with a piece of poultry. But if the kaved is not attached to the bird, let's say it was pulled out, now just deposited inside the staff, we'll talk about the kaved itself soon. Hakal muta, but it's going to save you our kaved as my surah. Yeah, it's flesh. Right, it's kulay dam. Yeah, that's for sure. What does Dovuk add? Okay. What does Dovuk add? Let me explain why this appears to be important. What I'm telling you now is I'm just talking the way I'm thinking as I learn it, and you'll see why I'm saying this. The first thing that disturbed me when I learned this is that the liver is not really attached to the chicken. Now what I mean, it's not attached to the chicken. Obviously it's attached to the chicken. It's not attached to the meat of the chicken. If you take a bird, as far as I understand, the liver is attached to the blood system on the inside. But if you stick your hands in the halal of a just shechted chicken, you can pull out everything from the inside. The liver itself is not a dovuk in a physical way to the walls of the flesh of the bird. Now, I think, and I don't know, I didn't see anybody who says this, but I think that the Gra in Sifkat Lechavav means to bavar in this. Let's learn his words, and I'll explain to you why they're very significant. The Gra in Chaf Vav, just Kedarka, he says a few words. He says, Lachain, what was that? Lachain, Makavet Shleima, Tvukabayif, Nasanavel. The Chayshinan, Shemapam Achas, Haisa Kula Chotzla Raitiv. The Chayshish, that there may have been a moment where this chicken, hot, with the Kaved, was outside of the rest of the soup. Or maybe at a time it was alone in the pot. What he means is the following. Let's say I have a kaved, and grant what I just said, it's not attached to the chicken. It was totally detached. Somebody stuck the kaved into the halal of the chicken and put it into a soup. And he cooked the soup. Now, in the whole pot, all the contents of the pot is 60 against the kaved. So I think it should be mutter. If you say Isser Davuk, what does Isser Davuk mean? It means that the liver asses the chicken first, and now the whole chicken is asking shishim against the chicken, you're out of luck. There's no shishim against the chicken. What is the svara to say Isser Davuk? Why should I say that the liver first asses the chicken, and it becomes asser veila, and it asses everything else? What's the reason for that? In the introduction to the dinim of Isser Davuk, the Prima Gadim in Simon Tzadik Beis, Sif Tash Mishpatzai Zav Yud Beis, gives an introduction to the concept of Isser Davuk. He says, Hine be Isser Davuk Yesh Beis Tamin. There are two possible reasons we find in the Rishayim to say Isser Davuk. Aleph, the first one, De Mimaher Livloya Yaiser, Ayin Shach Simon Ayin Beis. He says, you'll find in Hilchas Malicha, the Siman Ayin Beis, the laws of the heart and inside, that there's a concept of Mimaher Levloya. What is Mimaher Levloya? It's a very logical thing. That if something is attached to something else, it gives more blias, or it gives blias more quickly to what it's attached to than to the other contents in a pot. So since it's Mimaher Levloya, it asses what it's attached to. And then it allows her in turn, it's not snavel, it allows us everything else. Habez is the second reason. Shema pamachas chutzlaraitiv. That's the reason the Gra is bringing. That maybe at one time, this piece of chicken that has a worm in it, or has a cub in it, maybe as it was being stirred, as it was being prepared in the kitchen, maybe the woman pulled out the chicken, maybe she was afraid it's burning on the bottom, she pulls out the chicken, stirs it, and puts it back. So maybe at some time during the time it was hot, it was outside of the raitiv. And if that happened, at that moment, it would answer the thing it's davuk to. So, listen to what he says. Habei shalachus the raitiv, v'lezeh amrinon, tebi'issa taira shayach tabeis. Ba'inissa dairaisa, v'safi dairaisa l'chumra, the second reason applies. Maybe it was once outside of the pot. Whatever that is. But by Nisid Rabbanon, we already said many times, cooked blood, we pass in as Nisid Rabbanon. Im Halev Davuk Aser. Im Dam Shebishloi Im Halev Davuk Aser Dim Mimahar Levloya. If the lev is attached, then it asers because it's Mimahar Levloya. It's quickly by Leia. And that's not a sophic. Vim ein davuk, but if it was removed and put back in, umunach b'saychai, kimin doli shayach memar levloya, since it's not shayach, the idea that it's one, and it's memar levloya, the right of makif and mekotzad, it's surrounded with liquid, rach ha-shosh ha-shem ha-pam ha-chas chutzuraitiv, ein lochush b'yisid rabbanon. So the Prima Gadim here is saying, there's a difference. By dam, we're talking here about dam shebishlei, ben isid rabbanon. If something is truly attached, then we're going to say it's a davuk. If something is not truly attached, then we don't say it's a davuk. Now, what would come out is in a case where a liver was removed, and then the liver was put back into the chicken, and then the chicken was cooked. The Prima Gadim is telling us that there we can be mekel, because there's no memar levloya, it's not physically attached. You worry, Shema Pamachas, it popped out of the raitiv. I'm not worried about that, but Yisurim Drabbana would not chayshish for that. And therefore, in that case, it's enough shishim in the whole soup against the liver. Now, that definitely says in the Prima Gadol. What I'm unsure about is, what about a case of a chicken that was never, that the liver was never removed from? The liver is as attached as it was after Shechita. Is that called attached, or is that not called attached? The Prima Gadim says that the lev, the heart, is, if it's devuka bay, there's a metzias where it's attached to the chicken. The lev is the same as the kaved, as far as what I'm talking about. And therefore, it appears from this Prima Gadim that if it was as attached as it was after Shechita, that that's called an Isser Davuk. It's Memar Levloya. Now, exactly scientifically how the connection makes its way, I guess technically it does. The heart pumps blood, it goes through the kaved, and it finds its way into the flesh of the every living cell of the chicken, gets something from the blood. So there is some connection. And then it's awesome. Now, it's important to know this, because if you're going to learn this with the Gra, you'll assume. The Gra says maybe once it was popped out. So you're going to assume that the Gwadir, if you put the kaved back into the halal of the chicken and you cooked it that way, also, Shema Pamachas, you're stirring it, it came out, and it'll aser. Prima Gadim is saying that in that case it won't aser. In the case where it was detached and put back, it's not going to aser. What did the Gra mean? It appears to me that the Gra means to disagree with the Prima Gadim. It looks like to me, reading this Gra, why is the Gra bringing this reason and not the other reason? It seems to me that the Gra understood that the kaveh is not inherently davuk to the chicken. It's only the reason pamachas it popped out. If it's not inherently davuk pamachas it popped out, it appears from this Gra that the Gra holds that we're chayshish from Mamar Levloya even by Dam Shebishla, even in this case. So it seems to be a machlaikas, the Gra and the Prima Gadim, in a case where the chicken liver was removed and put back in, the Prima Gadim klar is makel. It appears, I'm not sure, that the Gra would be machmer in such a case. So the Gra could davuk, meaning that it's the way it was after Shechita. It's that davuk. Yeah, that's what the Prima Gadim is saying, that would be the case. And it's inherently davuk, then it's a problem, otherwise it's no problem. The only problem I have with that is, why is the Gra bringing this reason? Yeah, so the Gra, if the Gra held of this reason, so then I... Oh, very good. What? Yeah, sure, of course. He's quoting the... He's explaining the Taz. Yeah, this all comes from the Rishayim. We have here a chicken with his chest and abdomen cut open. The liver sits inside of it,
tethered to,
and the question is if that's enough to be called a davuk. And I guess we can pass it around. Now let's get to Ramesh's tshuva about the pass it around. Ramesh's tshuva regarding the plastic bag shiloh. Now, obviously, the chicken does not grow with a plastic bag around its liver, unlike the eggs, which grow in styrofoam. I'm sorry, what? Oh, is there a difference in the lathe? Is there a difference between the way the lathe is attached and the way the coven is attached? I don't know. I know in the machine, it pulls out the insides, it hangs on the side, it's all hanging there. Have a heart, you know, you just take one. Have a heart, please, yeah. Okay. The liver has doubled to the heart, not to the flesh. To the flesh. Okay. I'm not sure how that would make a difference here. All right, what's Ramesh's tshuva about the plastic bag? Ramesh's tshuva is about something that was cooked with the chicken that was cooked with the liver inside in a plastic bag. And he talks about it. There are two halves to the tshuva. The first, more predictable piece, and then the Kaychadir of Maisha, the second half of the tshuva. The first part of the tshuva, he says, well, if you have a piece of liver in a plastic bag, it doesn't help you much. Because it's in the pot. And what does it help you with a plastic bag? Even if I had one pot in another pot, please go through pots. And therefore, it doesn't do much for you if it's cooked. And it's cooked in a soup, you need shishim. And if there's no shishim, then it all becomes aser. If it's cooked, tzlik hadar, if it's cooked in a pot roast, so it's interesting, Ramesha looks at it as follows. He says, if you cook a chicken in a pot roast with a small amount of liquid on the bottom, so the liquid reaches some of the chicken, but not a whole lot of it. He says, this depends on the old machlokes Rashi and the Ri. Rashi and the Ri had a machlokes when you have a piece half in the right, half out, and half is lav davka, partially in, partially out. Rashi said it's considered which way. Remember the shin that goes off is out. Rashi, right? The shin is different between the Ri and Rashi. That was my old simon. Reish, shin, yud. So shin, Rashi holds it considered out, and the Ri holds it considered in. Which is a chumra, which is a kulas? So Ramesha says, let's scratch our heads and think. Is it better? I have this half in the liquid, half out. Is it better to consider it out or better to consider it in? So Ramesha says, it depends on the shishim. If there's shishim, it's better to consider it in. The shishim. If there's no shishim, better to consider it out. Yeah. So Ramesha says, you have to machmer both ways, Rashi and Dari. Say, as is shishim. And if there is shishim, you still have to take off kidei klipa, lick life matzav, about kaveh, you still have to remove kidei klipa, kidei teal around the kaveh. And therefore, it's problematic. That's the first part of Ramesha's tshuva. Then, Ramesha writes that he has a tzad to be makel. And I don't think in our times Ramesha would be makel with this kula, if I may say so. It's a kaychadet teira kula in a time where money was much harder to come by than today. People throw out chicken for all kinds of reasons. It's a day old. I don't know if Ramesha would say this kula. But Ramesha takes a sif in Simen Kuf Hei, which I don't have the tape, but I think we learned in about 6 seconds and we moved on. And we're not negeya to us. Mamish not negeya. Listen to Ramesha. It's Simen Kuf Hei Sif Ches, it says, Kul yesh atzolei b'chalvay. If you roast a kidney with the chalev still attached. Now, we don't roast kidneys. We don't eat kidneys, to our knowledge. But kulya shetzalei b'chalvay. If someone roasted a kulya with its chalev, einei oyser el kedei klipa. It could only aser a kedei klipa shehakrum mafsik. Because the kidney comes with a saran wrap, a natural wrapping around it, a crumb, a membrane.
Glisson's capsule.
Membrane around it. And that nice, neat packaging. And anyway, whatever it is around the kaveh. So the Gemara, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that it's mafsik. Now, Ramesha says, well, maybe a plastic bag is the same as this crumb. But how do you know you can compare it? Maybe it's only the kulya. Rabbi says, no, there's a Ran in Chulin. And the Ran talks about a chicken that was roasted with the vreedin, with the main blood vessels of the neck not cut. And there he says the same idea, that the vreedin also have a crumb. So just like we find the kulya has a crumb, the vreedin have a crumb. So he says, you see, it's not a halacha in the Sinai that's special by crumb, that's special by kulya. There's this concept of krum mafsik, that a krum could be mafsik around something. So Ramesha says, well, it's mistaver that a plastic bag should be no worse than a krum. If it's sealed and no liquid is able to go into it and there's no crack in it or anything. So Ramesha says, it's mistaver, it's less porous, it's mistaver that it's also mafsik. Ramesha says, 1 minute. The mechaber has the heter of krum mafsik. Ramah says v'yeshayser v'cheinayegin, bein l'shanayz. Ramah says without tzaymech hakrum mafsik. Ramah says 1 minute. What does he mean without tzaymech? The Gra says she'enonu b'kiyim. We're not b'kiyim. So Ramah, what does it mean? Ain't no b'kiyim. What's it to be a baki about? The same way chickens had a crumb at the time of the Gemara, they have the same crumb today. So must be, with not bekiyim, his lashon is b'mahus ha-krum. I guess to examine the crumb, if it's whole, if it's broken. But whatever it is that we're not bekiyim about, a plastic bag, we can look at and we can see if liquid goes through it. So therefore, if Moshe is meikel, that the krum is mafsik, and you could take off, he says, to the shayel said, I heard that sometimes you told people to take off kedei netila, sometimes kedei klipa. So Moshe writes, sometimes I was meikel either kedei klipa on this kula, sometimes I was machmir kedei netila. I guess he means kefi the shayel who's asking, you know, you have a piece of chicken, that's all you have for Shabbos. Kedei klipa is the thinnest layer. Kedei netila is an inch. It's a netila is a larger amount. It's about the width of a thumb. So, Moshe writes, it depends who asked. You know, sometimes I was mekel kedei klipa, sometimes kedei netila. But we know dam is a dover kochush. It doesn't go bekulai. And therefore, you see the kachetera from Moshe. Moshe, this is in Yeridei Chelak Gimel, Tshuva Yudalid, where he had this extraordinary kula to base it, to compare it to this idea of krum. That's a. Let's try this. Cool. What? Oh, so Ramesh says where inside. He says you're not sure exactly where. So the way it normally sits. Now the way it normally sits, we're not talking about the natural cover. You're talking about putting it in a plastic bag. Normally, if you put the chicken the handsome way, you know, with the good side up, it's going to. It's going to lie on the bottom part. So there, you cut out the bottom part, and it's that's not so much of a loss. What? Yeah. According to the Mechaber, he'd be making straight out chromapsic and any ice kedei klipa. The Mechaber says does ask a kedei klipa. So he says he's making kedei klipa. Sometimes he's machmor kedei netila, depending on its side. It's interesting at the end of the tshuva, Ramesh says, "How do you eat it on Shabbos? If you have to take off kedei klipa, it's boyer to take off the klipa." So Ramesh says, "You eat from the top and make sure everyone stop when they get close to kedei klipa." Imagine, tell your guests, "Okay, you can eat the chicken; it's kosher. Just the bottom kedei klipa is not kosher. Be careful when you get there." Anyway, this is Ma'at of Hilchos Klipa.